AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Sad stories emerging from the severe weather Sunday night that killed five people. Two of the victims, Melissa and Michael Mooneyham, died shielding their 18-month-old daughter from a tornado as the twister chewed up the family's mobile home in Nashville, Arkansas. In neighboring Texas, the tornado that pummeled a small city of Van damaged or destroyed 50 to 100 homes and killed two people. George Maida says his wife was hurt when the tornado ripped the roof off their house.
She's okay. She's got a concussion and a cracked rib, but other than that, she's okay. She's still alive.
Fans have their opinions about the NFL suspending Patriots quarterback Tom Brady for deflated footballs.
I think, you know, technically it's cheating, so they should have some punishment, but do we have to make such a big deal about this?
Brady's agent calls it ridiculous with no legitimate basis. He says Brady will appeal. The Senate is heading toward a key vote on trade.
Both supporters and opponents are gearing up ahead of the procedural vote on so-called fast-track trade authority. The vote appears to be close, with the administration running into the most opposition from Democrats who fear it'll cost jobs. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the administration approach is in the best interests of the economy and middle-class families.
We're hopeful that other Democrats will keep an open mind as they evaluate what we're trying to do here.
More than a dozen Senate Democrats have signed on to a letter saying stronger labor standards are needed before any agreement is implemented. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Only three of seven mid-size SUVs from the 2015 model year performed well in front-end crash tests. The Nissan Murano and Jeep Wrangler four-door got the highest or good rating in the latest round of Insurance Institute for Highway Safety crash tests. The Ford Flex got the second-best rating. This is AP Radio News. It'll be curtains for American Idol after the upcoming season.
It's the beginning of the end of the journey for American Idol. Fox says the show will go off the air after its 15th season next spring. During much of its time on the air, Idol was must-see TV, making stars out of head judge Simon Cowell and singers like Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Hudson, and Carrie Underwood. And it taught us it was good to be going to Hollywood, bad to sound pitchy, and when Randy Jackson called you a dog, well, it was a good thing. But in recent years, Idol's ratings began to wane, and eventually it was eclipsed by a rival show, NBC's The Voice. I'm Oscar Wells-Gabriel.
The number of Americans who don't affiliate with a particular religion has grown to 56 million in recent years. A Pew Research Center study finds that the faith group researchers called nuns is the second largest in total numbers behind evangelicals. Christianity is still the dominant faith by far in the U.S. 7 in 10 Americans identify. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.